Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to California Dreamin' with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
Yes, you are certainly listening to BBS Talk Radio.
Yes, good morning and welcome to Monday morning.
Good morning, Sam.
What a beautiful day outside.
It is.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
Well, smog as always, but that rusty looking layer, but otherwise.
That's always a given.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. And I'm feeling good as opposed to yesterday that this weekend has not been that good to me.
Oh, why not? Yeah. Well, between the marathon. Oh, the marathon went through the city, right?
The marathon not only went through the city. We had the LA Marathon here yesterday. And the finish line was in front of our building.
No kidding. Are you serious?
I'm serious. They blocked off every street getting to this building.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So you can imagine you're like on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
And yet it seems like eternity to get to the other side. So I must have walked a total of about 10 blocks just to get here from the car.
Where did you have to park?
I parked somewhere near Pershing Square.
Right.
But although you couldn't get into Pershing Square.
Oh,
so
my God.
I parked near there. So, which meant that, and it said like marathon parking, so I didn't know if they were going to close early or something.
Right.
So I figured I better go get my car.
Yeah.
There you go. Schlep all over again. And what I had to do is go from Pershing Square, came to the street, went all the way around, had to take about, I think, like 200 steps on Bunker Hill, which is a very steep hill.
Yeah, I know which one that
right?
is.
Right?
Yeah.
You walk up a little more, then you get to 4th Street, you go all the way down, and then you still can't get through. So I had to go through the Bonaventure Hotel.
No way.
To get on their bridge to come to this building.
Oh, that seems like a pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass is
an understatement
of the year, okay?
Oh, my
and
God.
Then I had to go and get the car, so there's another walk. Now try to get to Pershing Square. And mind you, that parking lot was across the street from Pershing Square. Took
yeah.
me half an hour. I had, because they blocked off many of the streets, and we have one-way streets here downtown.
Oh, geez.
So between those two things, I had to get on the freeway, came back from the freeway, got off the wrong exit, had to just make circles all around. Took me half an hour to park across the street.
Oh, Christ. No way. That would just drive me nuts.
Yes, and then I had to come back again. So three walks like this. Okay, and I'm like, I'm ready to kill somebody. It was hot, you know, and I've got my jacket on, which makes me even hotter. And so it was a nightmare, you know, and then everybody else had to show up here as well, and they went through the same shit.
Yeah.
There were so many people here. But wow. I got to tell you, it looked like Mexico down here. I mean, I have to be. I'm not saying this to make a joke or anything. That's a fact.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
It looked like Mexico down there. Yes. You could not find any other race
around
there. You
know, actually, as a matter of fact, I saw that big stream of balloons just at the end of this block.
Oh.
Was that the finish line right there?
Probably.
Like
no, the finish line was right
was
here.
Right there?
Right here underneath us.
Oh, okay. Because I saw a big stream of balloons. Like, well, it looked like the finish line balloons.
Yeah, well, the whole last block they
oh,
sort of
right.
decorated
yeah.
and stuff, you know. And then you want to eat. There's nowhere to eat. You can't get to any part of this freaking downtown.
Oh, jeez.
So I know. And that was such a disruption, I'm telling you. It was just, I mean, I expected this. And when I came in the morning, it didn't seem that bad. But it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how bad you thought it would be.
It was worse.
It was worse.
I know. Because we were already predicting that it was going to be difficult and so on, and you had even mentioned it. But there was no clue that they were going to block off streets.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, suddenly it's like weird because you feel you don't know, like you're lost. You don't know where to
yeah.
go. You know, they're blocking everything. And so it's like you're going in circles, you know. That's circles and stopped traffic.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, enough about that. But the thing that really, really irritated me is on Saturday, I went to pick up my son. And I'm waiting outside for him, lighting a cigarette. And this bum walks by me and asks for a cigarette. While I'm on the phone, mind you, with my wife. So, and I was wearing a jacket.
Uh-huh.
And I had no more hands. So I put the phone between my ear and my shoulder.
Oh, no, right? You dropped the phone.
I dropped the cigarette that I was going to give him. So then I'm leaning over to pick it up. My phone falls. And now, mind you, I have a fucking iPhone, okay? Look at this, a $400 phone. The whole fucking glass is shattered.
Oh, my God, Sam.
This was an expensive fucking cigarette to give away.
Hell yeah, it was.
You know, I don't know how much it's going to cost now to get it fixed and how long it'll take them.
I think you might end up having to buy a whole new phone.
Shut up.
Sorry.
I'll kill you. My wife already said don't even think about it.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, when those new iPhones came out, a friend of mine, her husband had bought her the new iPhone.
Right.
And the very first night that they went out, she had left it up on the table and everything like that. And there was a couple of jerks right beside her and everything. So everyone's in conversation and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a pink leather, you know, like cover.
Right.
And the guys, you know, just being assholes, they really were. They ended up taking the phone and hiding it from her. And she turned around and like, where's my phone? You know, and like blatantly asked them, because they were the only ones there, where's my phone? And they were being such jerks, like, I don't know where your pretty pink phone is, and
really?
All this kind of stuff.
So, and those were strangers to her?
Yeah, they were complete strangers. Yeah. And her husband, you know, just like went to snap, you know, because he just like, you motherfuckers, you know, like, what the fuck are you trying to do here? You know? And so there was this big, and so the doorman just said, whoa, hang on, hold up, everybody settle. They ended up getting rid of it. Obviously, it got quite heated,
right,
because the guys ended up being escorted out.
Oh, yeah?
And as they were being escorted out, like, where's my pretty pink phone? Uh-huh. And then just waved it up, and there was nothing they could do about it.
Wow.
There was nothing they could do about it. So he had to go out the very next day and buy her another phone.
Wow.
I mean, what can you do?
Can you imagine, you lose all your contacts, all, you know, I mean,
everything.
It's, yes.
Everything. But, I mean, it's just so crazy. Why would people want to steal the phone in the first place? Because you've got the security pass, you can't exactly use the phone, you call up, you know, you call up AT&T. Is it AT&T that has the cover?
Yeah.
You know, like, cancel the phone, it was stolen, and so on.
Yeah,
it's a pain in the ass. I mean, what was the point of stealing the phone when you know that you can't use it?
Right.
You know, that's the same with car stereos, actually. You know, people breaking into cars.
I know, they used to. I don't know if they do anymore, because the stereos are, like, all made in pieces, and, you know, it's like, you know, you have the faceplate, you take the faceplate. I don't know if it's still like that.
No, but, well, I just mentioned that because a car in my area got broken into, and the stereo was all ripped
really?
Out.
Oh, really? Okay, so I guess people steal.
And so
that.
I just thought, who the hell's going to steal a stereo these days?
Yeah, well, these
because
assholes.
Because it's absolutely pointless
because
of
it's
the
cheap.
Security code.
Yeah, and it's cheap, you know? I mean, they're very cheap. But people are fucked up, you know?
They're still kids. They're still kids in their own little... I don't know. Or maybe he's a 30-something-year-old still in the days when they used to steal stereos.
Yeah, I know. I know. People are fucking losers. For those of you who want to call us, our new number is 1-818-602-4498. We'd love to take your calls. And that's that. So tell me a little bit about your weekend now that I got it out of my system about my iPhone. So,
do you reckon that? I don't know.
I don't know if I'll recover. I'll never recover from that.
Particularly if they tell you they can't fix it.
And just think about it. I mean, since we've been here, I already wrecked my car and my fucking phone. You know? I mean, what the fuck? What's going on here? You know, my stuff is always, you know, immaculate. You know, there's, I mean, everything, I always keep it new, and, you know, whether it's my car, my phone, and then something has to happen, and it fucking crashes, you know. So.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Did you still give the cigarette to the guy?
Yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm like, fuck you, get the hell out of here, you know. Fuck. And that's the price you pay for being nice, you know, and generous.
See, I could throw my phone up against a wall or brick wall. Yeah. And I wouldn't care.
Yeah, most phones are like that, but the iPhone is very delicate.
Mine's so ancient.
Listen, I did have to, I do want to correct you on something we said Friday, because I listened to the show. And remember we were talking about that movie and you said, No Children for Men? And then I figured out exactly what movie you're talking about. It's called Children of Men.
Children of Men.
And
that's right.
It was with Clive Owens, right?
Right.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Children of Men.
Yes.
I knew it was something like that.
So that's why when you said No Children for Men, I'm like, I never heard that one before. Yeah.
But when you think about it, if you see the movie, you can understand why I said No Children for Men.
Well, actually, I started to see it because I've wanted to.
Right.
And I don't know. There must be something in that movie because ever since my son saw that movie, it's sort of like he shudders when he thinks about it. I don't know what the hell happened to him doing that. But I know that we started, I really wanted to see it. But after 10 minutes, I just got bored and we turned it off. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, maybe we should have stuck around a little longer. You know?
No, because there's when it first starts off, you're going like, what's going on here? I'm not quite understanding, you know, where this is going. You know what I mean? I couldn't figure out which way it was going.
Yeah.
And then it made clear sense. You know, like I was like, oh, my God, now I know what's going on.
I see.
So I was like, oh. But, yeah, you know, I mean, if your son's really? Is he, like, really shudders when he thinks about it?
Yeah, yeah. And
so he saw the whole film,
he just
says,
I didn't like it. He's 14 years old, by the way. So he just said he didn't like it, and then he tells me every time, you know, I don't know, this movie kind of makes me feel not good or whatever.
Yeah, so, because it's...
is it a disturbing movie?
I think it makes you think about what possibilities there are or what could be ahead of... for us and so on.
I see. Okay.
You know. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like in the future, and obviously in the future.
Yeah, and everybody's infertile, right?
Yeah, everyone's just.
And then there's
sterile.
One woman that becomes pregnant, and they try to protect her.
They
try to protect her
and so on.
Yeah.
So they go through
the. Yeah,
whole
and that's
thing.
Why I wanted to see it. It sounded interesting. But I think the way it began was slow, and I must have not had.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch on right from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I had to like really like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. I know. I did also want to bring up the fact that Johnny Damm brought one of another new co-host.
Mm-hmm. And hey, was it the Kiwi lady?
That's the girl from New Zealand.
Yeah.
She sounds awesome.
Yes.
On the air. And her accent is not as thick as yours. I don't know. Does New Zealanders, or do New Zealanders and Australians have the same accent?
No, slightly different.
Yeah,
slightly different.
Yeah. But nevertheless, I mean, she sounded great. She's got a great attitude.
Yeah.
She's likable. You know,
yeah.
She's likable. So she's going to be on with Johnny every Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm wrong, then listen to Johnny and he'll... he'll tell you, but I think it's Monday and Tuesday.
I did listen to their show on Saturday.
You did?
Saturday.
Friday show?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Did you hear me call in and stuff? I pulled
I pulled
those soundboards too. We were rolling on the floor.
I know.
It was so funny. I called in as Mr. Rogers, and then I called him. I told him it was me, and... Because it was funny, I told him, I said, well, let's do this again now that you know that I'm calling, and let me do a better one. So I did a Jack Nicholson one, and we were just rolling.
Should do a George Bush one.
I know. Maybe we'll find one. Yeah, I just decided I'll give it a break for a while. You know, we can't overdo this.
I bet you there's going to be so many George Bush ones up online.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. But on the replays, you know, it was just funny to listen to it, you know.
Oh, wow.
And it's like in the beginning, you sort of like didn't know what was going on, you know. You just reacted to it thinking it's someone there, you know.
Well, we had Greg fooled.
We sure did,
that's
man.
Like, That's still
but
funny.
That was funny. I mean,
I did listen to our show and yeah. I thought, well, that's
I mean,
funny.
I love this guy, you know. It just shows like a certain innocence, you know. And
it's like, that was me.
Yeah, I hope it didn't cause him any trauma or anything.
No, that was funny. That was funny.
Yeah.
So anyways, Friday, well, it was supposed to be my day off, but it never happened that way. So I got home about 6, and God, I've got the greatest man.
Really?
You.
Did he cook for you again?
Again.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what's going on here?
Wow.
And, okay, so.
Must feel nice to be loved like that, huh?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not that I'm not.
No.
I'm very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
You know, I have a wife that does everything for me. I don't. You know what? I can't remember the last time I went to a grocery store.
Wow, she really does it all.
She does it all.
Yeah. Well, him and I share. I mean, you know, sometimes I'll buy groceries for him. Other times he'll buy groceries for me, or on. It just kind of like counterbalances.
Well,
somewhere.
I think it's clearer. It's more clear cut in your case because you guys don't live in the same apartment. You know. When you live in the same house, you do things for others, but it's not a big deal.
Right, right.
Because you get used to it, you know.
Yeah,
so this is nice. So. Okay, so what did he make for you?
Well, anyways, so it was a roast lamb.
Mm.
I mean, it was so incredible.
Really?
It really, really was.
Did you know he could cook? I mean, did he used to do this before?
No.
Really?
No,
after 2 years, you discovered the man could cook?
He came back from Ireland, and next thing I know, he's becoming domesticated.
Manu, like, did he meet someone there that changed him?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
You don't know that, but I mean, I'm not trying to start anything, but a man goes away, comes back, and suddenly he starts to cook. Something's fishy here. No pun intended.
Oh, I know, I know. But, you know, in all this time that we've been together, you know, the four-letter word, the love, you know, the I love you thing.
The L word.
Has never been brought up.
Are you serious?
No.
You guys never told each other I love you?
No. Nope,
2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Man, you're a rough woman, let me tell you.
I'll tell you.
You are that tomboy.
I told him, I said, don't ever even think about saying it because I'll
really?
Be backpedaling like nobody's business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I mean.
Miscommitment here.
Yeah.
I mean, you got serious fucking problems here. We need to do some therapy here, Manu.
Oh, my God. But I mean, I've had guys, you know, tell me that they love me within the first week.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you don't know. I mean, you can fall in love with someone right away.
Mm.
You know, I believe there's chemistry,
know.
You know. I mean, it depends what you call love, but love is not necessarily something that takes a year to achieve.
No,
you know?
No, not at all. But, I mean, he was in the same fate as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we got a phone call. You want to take a break for a second?
Sure.
Good morning, you're on the air. Hello?
Good morning.
Anybody home?
Good morning.
Okay, they hung up. I'm sorry. I should have known they hung up and stopped. Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, keep calling back because, you know, if you call in mid-sentence and, you know, there's a delay, so they don't know. And besides, we're talking all the time. So, I mean, it's not like they can wait and say, okay, they're taking a rest. Let me call them.
Yeah.
So, you know, they call. But if we don't answer, please answer again.
Yeah. So
call again or whatever. Hold on, is this another call here? Hold on. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Sam and Manu. It's Johnny Dam.
Oh, it's Johnny Dam.
Hey,
good morning
Johnny.
To you, Johnny.
How are you guys feeling today? Great show so far.
Thank you, thank you. We're full of energy and ready to go into the week, man. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. So you really think that maybe I should keep Stephanie on board, huh?
Yeah, I do. Hold on just a second. I want to see if I can conference two calls. Hold on.
Uh-oh, he's going to try something.
No, it asked me if I want to hold the call. So, okay. So
I'm going to leave a mark.
Yeah, I'm just going to reject it because I was hoping we could do like conference calls here, but it doesn't seem to work, you know? So
there is a way. I know I've done it with,
oh, I'm
with
sure
Skype
there is.
Before.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, here, answer and join existing call. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Johnny.
Oh, it's Johnny. Okay, yeah. Well, I see Greg's here too. Greg, can you hear us? No. Okay, well, I don't know what's going on. Okay, I'm sorry, Johnny. I didn't mean to take away from you.
Anyways, Manu, just go ahead and make it, just commit once in a while. I've been married 4 times. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah, he knows. He's done it a lot. He's trained.
You know, I heard you talking about that on your show. Like, yeah, I've been married 4 times. Yeah, I think I got it right this time.
So, like,
oh, man. Yeah, but I did get it right this time, but, yeah, you know, it's just... After you've been divorced once or twice, it's easy. You just sign papers, it's done.
Yeah.
But, Johnny, I mean, what's the need to keep getting married? I mean, it's not like... I mean, you had kids from the first marriage, right?
From the first two marriages.
Oh, the first two marriages. Okay, but the third and the fourth, it's not like you were going to have kids. So why get married, Johnny?
Okay, I can actually break this down real simple. The first time I got married, I was really young. I was like 20 years old. She was 18. She stopped having sex, and I said, "What's the deal?" She said, "Well, my mom said you won't buy the cow if you get the milk for free." So I married the cow.
Okay, you married the fucking cow. Okay.
A week later, no sex. So,
wow.
You know, I got married for the wrong reason there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second time I got married, I was really stoned. That was the last period of my life where I was just partying way too hardy. Had no business even dating that woman, let alone marrying her.
But everything looked good. Everything looked positive when you were stoned.
Oh, doesn't it always?
Yeah.
I mean, you can look at a DUI and go, oh, this is a great on my resume.
Well, you know this sex therapist... certainly say that Americans are obsessed with marriage and don't really, they go off of resumes versus, you know, actual sexual tension between someone or so on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They for some reason, they go past that. You know, it's like this firecracker, go on, let's get married, you know. And then when they get married, it's like it wasn't really about the sex. It was more about the resume of the person, which doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I reckon sex is really, really important in a marriage.
Right.
So
I want to hear from Johnny. So what prompted you to marry the third and fourth time? You were not planning on having any more kids, right?
Oh, hell no. No. Don't get me wrong. I love my kids. I've been very blessed. Both my daughters are very good children. My oldest gets her bachelor's degree this May from Cal State Fullerton, and my youngest is going to move up here to Hollywood to start working in the special effects makeup industry.
Oh, wow.
So I've done well there. They're 23 and 19.
Right. Yeah.
The third time I got married was convenience. It was cheaper rent.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you can split the rent without getting married, Johnny. Obviously.
Yeah, well, you know, I was still kind of a messed up person at that time. Okay. Now, I married for the right reasons. My wife is beautiful, but more importantly, she's
your best friend. I heard you say that.
Yeah. No, you're extremely fortunate now, and you always speak highly of her, and that's good. Congratulations on that, Johnny.
Oh, thank you. I've never even had a cursed thought in mind about her.
Yeah.
No, she's amazing. She's incredible. It's I'm very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
And she's sitting right here, so I know I'm getting some tonight after this.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you can tell her, hey, I'm on the radio. I'm famous now, so.
So your sex life is good then, right?
Say
I
yes.
Know, I'm 46. I'm 46. What is good anymore?
Just say yes and get it over with, man.
Anything else? Yes, it is.
Okay, there you go. Anything else you say is you're gonna hang yourself.
Oh, I know. Oh, trust me, I've got a size 10.5 foot in my mouth half of them.
Johnny's just a funny guy, man. Your show was awesome on Friday. You know, I think what I liked is how quick you are to react to things. So when I played the soundboards, you were just right there going along with it. It was funny. It was extremely funny, you know.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I, again, you know, to all your fans out there, Sam is an incredible person. He really is. The opportunity you've given me, you know, it was just a community service, and I really don't look good in an orange jumpsuit picking up garbage on the side of the freeway. So thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Honored, but I think I'll stay.
Yeah, I think you will too. And we'd love to have you, Johnny, and we'll be listening at 2 o'clock today. Who are you going to have with you today? Is it...
You were correct. Paul is Mondays and Tuesdays.
Stephanie Paul is her name, Manu.
Oh, okay.
Comedian Stephanie Paul. And then I have comedian Roe the Italian from Long Island.
Uh-huh.
He comes
uh-huh.
in on Wednesdays and Fridays, and then Jonah Riccioli, the other comedian,
yeah.
is my
yeah.
who's my co-host on the TV show, which you will be guesting on. You'll be a guest
oh,
on this
shit.
Week.
I totally forgot. Johnny, you got to remind me every day, man. I don't remember things, you know, and I totally forgot. There's no way I'm going to flake out on you. So remind me on Wednesday. Please do.
You'll need to.
I'll be sending you an email with all the information anyway.
Yeah.
And she comes in on Thursdays because she's my co-host for the TV show on Wednesday nights.
Cool, cool. And that's Joni Coyote, right?
That's Joni Coyote.
Yeah. Cool name, Joni Coyote. It just kind of rolls off your tongue.
Joni Coyote. Johnny. Hey, that sounds like a really cool song, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm okay, so you said that. Actually, I'll make her plans back.
Yeah.
So listen, if you and if you and your wife are home alone now, there's only one thing you guys should be doing, and don't it's not calling a radio station. So go get back to bed and do what you're good at.
Well, what I'm good at is ruining lives and building relationships.
Johnny, you're the man.
It was never about the sex. It was never about the sex.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't, was it?
Well, the first time, but after that, it was just, yeah, let's just see whose life I can ruin now.
The life destroyer.
You guys have a great show.
Okay, Johnny, we'll see you later, man. Take care.
All right, see you later, Sam. See you later, man.
Bye. No, that's
Johnny
just, damn. Yeah. Well, I mean, when I first met William, we were just buddies. We were just hanging around, hanging out.
Yeah.
No, for me, there was no sexual tension.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going there.
Mm-hmm.
He claims he was.
Yes.
You know, but he just played it cool, he said.
Oh.
I just stepped back, let the whole thing go.
Yeah.
And then, it was that one night that I came home late from work.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just stepped on in the bathroom. Shower. Yeah. Remember me telling you that? That I'd come home.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you have a terrible memory.
I'm telling you, I have terrible fucking memory, and I'm starting to really worry about it, you know? I mean, this is too early in life.
Oh
I'm only 47 friggin' years old.
This is a great story, too. I come home from work, and, yeah. and I hear him having a shower, and it's all dark.
Uh-huh.
So I actually go upstairs.
Oh, and you jumped in the
yeah,
shower with him.
Yeah,
oh,
and,
wow.
And I didn't even think about it.
Manu, you know what I'd do for someone to do that for me? I would pay a lot. Here, let's take this call. Hold on. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Manu.
Can I Johnny Damn kiss your guy's ass anymore on radio or what?
Listen, he knows how to do it well, man.
Sam, I love you, Sam. I'm to touch and lick your balls. Oh, my God. Grow up and vomit.
Greg, don't ruin a nice thing, okay? I mean, Johnny loves me. Let him. Yeah, and I love him back and there. So you're just jealous. That's all.
No, I'm not, because I actually had like 45 minutes to chat with Johnny just on the weekend, and we were just talking, you know, like men who have a nice friendship bond talk.
Yeah, I know. You guys have become good friends. I mean, he speaks highly of you, of course, and everyone who knows you does not that we know you that great, but from what we've seen so far, man, you're just a great part of the team, and you know it, you know. So go ahead and start kissing my ass, too.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Here's what I wanted to say. I was listening to, I believe it was Friday's replay. Was that right before you guys came on?
Yes.
And I thought the funniest part of the show, and Sam, you do this like every so often. It's not every show.
Right.
But you have this very easygoing demeanor.
Uh-huh.
And this was, you were talking about how you're going to have your son come home from school and start relisting the Craigslist guest requests when they ripped them off. And Mom was like, yeah, well, I'll do that for you. And you're like, yeah, well, you know what? You don't even have any fucking time to do that.
Yeah.
But it was just like so nonchalant. I had no idea that you were going to go and completely pound her over the air. And
why?
It's just like, it's just the most classiest way you can do it. I love it. It's so passive aggressive. It's wonderful.
I never realized I did that, but I'll have to listen to the show again.
Yeah.
Do you remember something like that?
This one will make it out into its own little clip that you guys can start playing.
Oh, cool, like, man. Yeah, Greg is good with that, man. And you know what? Bless your heart, man, because I simply don't have the time. Even when I listen to the shows, I don't have the time to sit and say, oh, okay, this would, or I do feel this would be a great clip, but to actually go and start editing the file and all that stuff. I'm thinking, that's too much. And when Greg takes the time to do that, it's just, you know, I love you, man. I'm kissing your ass. But
I'm bent over with my cheeks spread.
That's too much information, Greg. We didn't need to know.
Wow.
To try and visualize something like that, my God.
Wow, that's like an elephant trunk with ears.
It usually drives the ladies crazy, but evidently I'm not getting positive feedback from the lady in the audience either.
No, not when you're mooning them with a hairy asshole. That's not going to happen.
Right. I also wanted to let Manu know that she will be making, her audio clip will be making an appearance right at the top of my show tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
we'll be listening to that.
Last week she made mention to... she used barbecue and steak in the same sentence.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes,
so you can do something out of
it. That 4 second guy. I friggin' downloaded the hour show to pull out 1.3 seconds.
Well, but it's worth it. Manu is worth it.
Oh, you mean me?
Oh, yeah. So
like fighting the dogs away to get the steak first?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's the exact clip. And I tell people this is how you have to talk, and this is the vernacular. And people continue to tell me that people don't really do that. So I have to pull a real life example.
Oh no!
Johnny did it for me the first show or the second show, and now you provided me with another textbook example that I'll be using tomorrow. Listen for it.
Oh my God. Well, you're gonna have to. You're gonna. I'm sure you're gonna take some more clips out of other shows too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody. I do it myself every once in a while too, and I make fun of myself.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's what you have to do in order to stay sane, man.
But, yeah. All right. Well, all right, I wanted to let you know that I thought Sam's, blast at Manu was very underhanded, and I loved every minute of it.
Really?
And
well, I actually attacked you, Manu, and I didn't realize it.
What's that?
I said I attacked Manu, and I didn't even realize it. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to listening.
Look for that in its own clip to be played, in between songs on the California Dreaming Show.
Sounds good, man. Sounds very good.
All right, dude.
Greg, take care. Okay.
Well, that was interesting. Anyways, Yeah. Well, I don't even know where to start.
I know.
Did
you feel at a certain point that I was attacking you or something? I mean, do you remember the parties about?
No, yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Oh, believe me, Sam, my memory is impeccable.
I know. I'm like feeling totally fucking lost, you know? I mean, shit.
I guess you're just going to have to find out.
It's just because, you know, there's too many things on my mind, and it's hard to categorize everything, you know?
Well, speaking of guests...
No, but I want you to remind me what
about. It was, about you talking about trying to get guests for the show and so on, and every time you put it on Craigslist, it gets flagged, and then I said to you, well, then maybe I should be the one... getting guests on the show.
Right. Okay.
And then you said, you got no fucking time to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the hell are you talking about? You got no time to
but
do it.
But it wasn't an attack. I mean, I was just saying a fact that, I mean, I was trying to make it easy on you by saying, look, I don't expect you to do this because I know you're busy.
Yeah.
You know, so I must have just come across the wrong way.
Well, you know, right people.
Yeah, why would I meet? I mean,
ZZ Top, Billy from ZZ Top.
Yeah, I mean, I would never tell you.
He's going to come back in.
Listen,
and I'm
Manu,
gonna ask him.
Bring a lot of fucking guests, okay? I love them. It'll be one less thing for me to worry
do
about.
Do we have a guest today?
No guest today.
Ah.
No, I mean, people are pulling off the ads. What do you want me to do? You know? I mean, so I have some phone guests that want to call in, so we'll see.
Right.
You know, one request I got was from a group of male strippers.
Really?
And they want to come on the show. And they want to come, like... from another state. I said, I don't think it's necessary, you know. Just come on the phone, you know. I don't need to see any beefcake here, first of all. Besides...
What?
You know,
what
this is not. But no, I mean, but this is not like fucking CNN where he has to go halfway across the country. What about me? Okay, you know what? When you have your birthday, I'll get you a stripper.
Oh, no. You know what? I would much prefer to have a female stripper than a male stripper.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever go to like Chippendales and stuff?
No, I never was... No.
Really?
Yeah. I went to one, and I'm trying to remember where it was. But it just so was not appealing to me. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, I just I just thought of sweaty balls and, sweaty balls. God. It's nasty, and they sweat all over you. Oh, yeah, that was so gross.
But, you know, I mean, the thing is, that's what I don't understand. When it's male dancers, it's okay for them to, like, rub against the clients and everything. But when it's female dancers, they won't let you do that.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know.
And I don't understand that disparity there. But, you know, talking about Chippendales, though, I got to tell you that when I was in my early 20s, it occurred to me.
They're all gay except for one.
I don't care if they're gay or not, but I mean, you know, they look good, and
that's
women
got
to see them.
That's the ironic thing about them.
I know.
Chippendales and even Thunder Down Under.
Yeah.
Like the old
Thunder Down.
Yeah. Exactly.
What a name.
They're, you know, buff guys, good-looking guys. They're all freaking gay.
Yeah.
I'm like, God.
No, yeah, nobody takes care of themselves like this, being straight, you know? I mean, even the straightest, you know? I had to tell you, though, that when I was in my young 20s, I had, like, a hot sports car and everything, and it occurred to me that Chippendales would be the best way to pick up women, because after the show, they're probably horny as hell, you know?
Yeah.
And you just go there. So I went there with a friend. Okay,
no way.
And we're standing in line. There's a line of men and waiting to get in. And what happens when the show is over? They let men in.
Yeah.
So I'm walking in with my friend, and the place is totally packed with people.
Right.
Okay. You can't even move.
Mainly women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And guys too. I mean, there were some guys. You know, because obviously I'm not the only one who figured that out.
No.
So we're walking inside, and before I know it, this chick grabs my hand, and she goes, "What will you have to drink?" You know? And I'm like at the bar, and she tells me this. Now, you have to understand, Manu, women never approach me. Never. Okay? I mean, well, actually, that's not true. I mean, but I don't know. I guess most of the women I've been with are ones that picked me up or made the first move.
Right.
But what I mean is, like, at a bar.
Okay.
Women never pick me up at a bar or in this, like, out, you know, in a strange place. Only, you know, it only happened, you know, when we would be, you know, near friends or whatever, surrounded by people and that. But never, like, just a stranger picking me up. So she did this, and she's like, you know, "What will you drink?" And we got drinks and everything. And she pays for it, right? I'm like, wow. So she starts, like, rubbing against me and stuff. And then I go, "Well, do you want to go outside?" Then, you know, because I, you know, we can go in my car and stuff. So she's like, "Okay." So Manu, before I knew it, we're in, like, my two-seat sports car. She's fucking mounting me and starting to ride, and the whole fucking car is just like steam. You know, it was cold outside, so from all the heat inside, the windows are steaming, you know, and the car is rocking, and I just can't believe that this is happening to me, you know? And now this chick was married too, you know, and I'm thinking, I didn't know that before.
Hey, was this in Las Vegas?
No, this was here.
You're kidding.
No, this was here.
That shit happens in Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, it happened here, okay? So then we go back in, and apparently she came with a whole bunch of friends, and she's, like, showing me off and everything. You know, I mean, she ripped my shirt open.
This is after you had sex.
Yes.
You went back
in. We went back in, you know? And she's, like, showing me around to all her friends, and they're just, like, all looking at her, like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Because she must have been drunk, you know, and just going out on a bachelorette party or something, maybe. You know, and whatever that happened. So that was a memorable story, you know. And I felt like a sex object that day.
I bet you did.
This is what the women must feel like. Although I enjoyed it.
Men will always enjoy it,
I think. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, anytime. And you know what?
They'll be like, "Yay, got a piece of ass."
Yeah, exactly. Especially with a stranger, you know. It's all about conquest, Manu, I'm telling you. It's all about conquest, and the penis is the weapon.
Well, I don't think, you know what, I lie. I have had those moments a couple of times in my life, twice.
What kind of moments?
Well, you know, you
like
go out.
Like brief, casual.
Yeah, you
sex.
Go out and you meet somebody, and then it just becomes, you know, all about sex that night, and then that's it.
And that's it.
See you later.
Never
goodbye.
See them again.
Never see him again.
I know. I didn't even know her name.
Oh my God.
We never got that deep into conversation.
Oh, well, at least I know the names.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always know the names.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Thank God.
I know. There's so much to talk about, man. We've already been going for 40 minutes without a break.
Oh,
you
want
to take one real quick?
Yeah.
Give our voice a little break here. So now, Manu, you got a backache now, and you start to do all kinds of acrobatics and bending over.
Yeah, but my ass was against the wall.
Your ass is against the wall, but whatever you have up front totally was clear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's giving me down blouse views here. And I'm trying not to look, to be polite. But how can you ignore this?
Well, it's all about stretching. I think of my hamstrings, you know, lifting boxes and going up and down stairs.
Yeah.
Is giving me a bit of a workout.
I know.
So I think it's my hamstrings that are just tightening up so much.
Yeah.
That it's tweaking other things.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I feel bad for women because whatever they do, people look at them sexually. You know?
You're damn right about
that. You know,
that.
I mean, how can I, you know, I'm sure if I do like a bending over here and stretch, you're not going to think sexually about anything, you know,
no.
But you're bending here and your boobs are hanging out.
I'm thinking
stuff,
of the
know.
Nutsack just hanging down. That's like, that's gross. I know, that's gross. That's so gross. So, see, in a woman, you know that lesbian shop that I went
yes,
to?
The sex shop.
The sex shop?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It has the most gorgeous bronze statue. Almost, it's life size. And it's this woman, naked woman.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. She's bending over, like, the whole, everything very well sculptured, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, is that what a woman looks like when she bends over?
Oh, I see. That's from the back?
Yeah, from the back.
Really?
So it's a woman bending over from the back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a great view.
Yeah, I bet.
I love that view.
And, of course, you know, seeing
a nice vista to look at. Yeah.
But, you know, something I discovered on the L Word yesterday. Yeah. I did watch another L Word episode.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Does William watch it with you now?
No.
No, he's not into it?
No,
this is just your own thing.
No, this was my own thing.
Yes.
But I just figured something. It was like, I had to ask Tiger, you know, because I've never been in a lesbian, you know what I mean,
right.
That kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, what are they exactly, you know, what are they doing, you know, when they say we're fucking?
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, well, we actually put our hands inside.
We were talking about that fisting. You see, now your memory is going.
No,
we already talked
about
it.
No, we were talking about fisting when it came to women in prison.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it for pleasure?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
But in a relationship like that, there's no... They will do the whole hand insert.
Really, the whole
fisting
thing.
And I thought, wow.
Now, why would they do that? I mean, so why wouldn't a straight woman want something like that? You know, I mean, if it's pleasurable for a woman, then, you know... I'm sure some people do it, but it's not
I'm
a
sure,
common
yeah.
thing.
Well, I never thought about asking William to do that. I mean, I'm already dealing with enough girth and length as it is, let alone a hand.
Yeah, a hand is too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
But, yeah, I mean, we got little women, you know, using their little hands doing that.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, is that what they do?
Yeah.
Is that
so
why
that's what's called fucking? Well, I'm sure, you know, when they use strap-ons and stuff, it's the same thing.
No, well, actually, a lot of lesbians won't use strap-ons.
Oh, they won't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually... It's more tuned in for the bisexual relationship.
Exactly. Plus, with the strap on, the one that's doing the fucking is not really enjoying it, you know. So
because
she's not feeling anything.
No.
But yeah, I mean, who knows? I'm sure they're enjoying it either way.
Yeah. But I tell you what,
that's pretty hot to see a woman.
This season that I'm watching is kind of wild out
really?
There.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Something. Well, everybody go out and get the L Word. I still haven't gotten it yet, but we'll see.
Well, we're getting it on Netflix now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Netflix is cool.
Yeah. That's I got really tired cool. of paying bloody $4, you know, for a 2-day rental.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to schlep to the store, find your thing, come back, and they don't have a big selection. You
no.
Know.
No.
Yeah, I hear
I just
you.
Get
I mean,
it through Netflix.
Netflix is a genius thing.
Yeah.
For those of you who want to call, we want to talk to you. Our number is 1-818-602-4498. And so we were talking about, okay, so I need to go back to this, Manu. Okay, the absence of the word I love you, or even the concept of it in your relationship, in your two-year-old relationship.
Yeah.
Now, my first question is that what kind of commitment issues does your boyfriend have? Because if he's willing to be with you,
yeah,
okay, and not be able to, you know, not only can you, not only are you not going to say I love you, but he can't say that to you. I mean, Manu.
No, no. Hello? Well, see, what happened was when we first, you know, when we were friends and we were just having coffee and sandwiches and, you know, so on.
Right.
You know, we, everything came out of the closet because we were just buddies. I mean,
right.
We did. We became buddies.
Right.
So there
but
was,
there's never
there was
such
absolute,
a thing.
There was absolute no skeletons in the closet.
Right.
But then...
But you know what? There's no such thing as man and woman being plain friends. Eventually,
right.
It's going to go into sex.
And probably.
Yeah.
You know,
although
I've had...
I mean,
have
look,
a couple of
exceptions.
Really awesome...
Really?
I have a couple of really awesome buddies.
Yeah.
That have never even come close to even going there.
Yeah.
You know.
But what's amazing, some people will wait 5 years and then, like, make a move or something, you know. But, yeah.
Wow.
But, okay. But anyway, in your case, that's what happened, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, in that part, we talk about that, you know, like why people are just so anxious and want to jump the gun and just throw out the words, I love you, and so on. And and it doesn't really cement anything. And I think in sensual, women are the ones that will throw it out first because they're like, oh, my God, he's not telling me he loves me. And what if I tell him?
Yeah.
Then it kind of forces a response.
Right.
You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, it does. It does. And then you put him in uncomfortable position.
Yeah. And it's all because of their own insecurities.
So is that the stage you've been stuck at all this time?
No, not at all. Not at all. But then when we started dating, there was really no need for it. Well, you know, we said, you know, maybe, you know, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
So you don't want to blurt it out.
Well, you see, but that's the thing. It's not about blurting it out and even thinking about it. When you say I love you to someone, it just rolls off your tongue. I mean, you say it because you want to say it.
Right.
Because you feel it.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're not saying it, you're not feeling it.
Well, I think we are.
Okay.
I think we are, like, just
so
in,
why would
in
you
our,
say it?
In our sexual energy, in our interactions, the
so
way
obviously,
we...
You love
we,
each other, so
the
why?
The way we tango
okay.
in bed.
Let me ask you: do you love him? Do you feel you love him?
Yeah.
But you won't tell him.
Well, you know, it's well. Hang on.
I mean, that's the bottom line here, right?
Well, yeah.
You love him, but you won't tell him that you do, and he
hang
can't
on.
Tell you either.
But okay, check this out.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Check this out.
All right.
I'm sitting on the toilet doing a piss. Right.
That's put the blood.
Oh yeah. And right. And he comes on in. And he cups my face,
uh-huh.
right? I'm doing a piss, mind you.
Right.
He cups my face and he says, I love you.
Really?
What if I was doing a piss? So I just like, but honey, I'm doing a piss.
Was that the first time he said that or what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes,
oh.
yes.
And that's
yes.
when you told him, I don't ever want to hear it again.
No. I just thought it was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
That he runs on in.
It
yeah,
is.
And, you know, we
it's
had,
very cute,
we had
you know?
Smoke and whatever, and I'm taking a leak, and he runs on in and says, I love you, Manu.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My first I love you was when I was taking a piss. You
know? That's exactly what it was. So I thought it was absolutely like, oh, yeah. there
funny.
It is.
Yeah.
There. The dry spell has been broken.
Yeah.
See?
There you go.
But it's amazing because, you know, we already know, obviously, we already know mm-hmm. that we're at this point.
Right.
You know, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So, no end
all. All right. Okay. Look, I mean, I could put you in so many corners, but I don't want to on the radio, you know. But this just doesn't sound right to me. You know, something is amiss here, but never mind that. I'm going to get off your back. But you know what you did forget to say is
what?
On a Friday show. You said I had a wild night or a crazy night, and then I asked you, do you want to talk about it? And you were like, yeah, eventually, you know. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you never did.
No, I did. I was telling about ZZ Top and so on.
No, that was not it.
Oh, you
that
mean
was
like
the following
from Thursday
day.
Night?
Yeah, this was, yeah, from
yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah, it was Thursday night that ZZ Top came in.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive. And with our
but
Michael,
on a Friday show, you didn't talk about it.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I talked about ZZ Top.
You know what? I'm not. No, you did talk about him. I don't know that it was on the Friday show, though. that you talked about it.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't think so, but no.
Okay.
You see? I mean, my memory is not that bad, you know, but everybody's trying to take advantage of the fact. My memory is not that great, you know? I mean, pretty soon I'm going to be like that fish in Finding Nemo.
I know.
The Ellen DeGeneres character.
A castle. A castle.
I know. It's
We still have that kid. We still have that kid examining that goldfish have longer memories.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, then I found out he's from Australia. I was like, oh, God, I hope he doesn't prove anything. Poor bastard.
That's funny.
Poor bastard. Yeah. But anyways.
So did you hear about this plot to kill Mick Jagger back in 1969? They just now found out it was the Hell's Angels that were trying to kill him?
Yeah, I knew about that.
When? It just came out on the news yesterday.
The internet, darling.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Just internet news yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I've probably known about it at least for a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so why is it only released now? What's so special about it now?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know, because people finally just, let's tell this.
Come on, Manu. I mean, this is by the news wires, you know. I mean, something, it must be significant.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen it in a few places. Well. And they deem it news, so, you know, I don't know. But
maybe they just wanted to reveal it now.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean, openly, publicly kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe it just came out in the open now. But you knew it before.
I knew it before, yeah. Yeah, I already known that.
Okay. I wonder why they wanted to kill him. Who knows? It doesn't say in the article.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? So, jealousy.
Yeah.
Who killed Kennedy?
Yeah. Maybe they just didn't like his music. They figured, let's just get rid of him. You know?
Maybe he fucked his wife.
That's a possibility.
Extreme one.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
So, but I was going through on my computer this morning, now that I've got up and running, and there was this dig thing about Hillary Clinton. You know, like, kind of like, you know those dolls that everything just, you know, flies around, there's no, I don't even know what you call them, like a pin doll, and their legs and their arms, and anyway, it's a website, and it's Hillary falling in between and over and on top of all these round balls and so on.
Uh-huh.
And when she gets stuck, all you have to do is you put your cursor on her and squeeze her through another ball.
Uh-huh.
And then she gets squeezed through and then she starts falling down again. It's just like this this rag doll that's just falling and her head's bopping and her legs. And then, you know, you watch it and you're like, oh, my God, that looks so painful. But, I mean, obviously it's a cartoon, so it looks really ironic. And funny enough, it's quite addictive.
Really?
To watch Hillary fall in between all these balls and
so it's like a game.
It's like a game. Yeah. And she's just like this big floppy thing, you know, falling through. It was quite amusing.
Yeah, I don't know where people come up with all that shit.
I don't know either. I mean, that's quite funny. And you should see the look on her face.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like her eyes are wide open, this big smile and so on. You can find it on dig.com.
Yeah.
DIGG.com.
Right.
Yeah. You find some pretty amusing things on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that's, you know, that's what I've ever found.
Yeah. I just wanted to, Manu, tell the listeners about a couple shows that are coming up this week, new shows. And the first one is Meryl Davis with Merylwood. And she was with Johnny for a while, and now she's got her own show, and she's very funny and very nice to listen to, I think. And she's going to start her show on Thursday. It's going to be on every Tuesday and Thursday between 4 and 5 o'clock. So 4 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Those are the days where Amber's not here. So so that's Meryl Davis. Definitely recommend it. And then we have, which are the ones? We have a couple coming up next week. But so far this week, I think this is the only new one, because we had quite a few launch yesterday. If you didn't listen, I urge you to listen to Living in L.A. with Alex Roman. Well, Lucia wasn't here. Out There with Jeff Rector. It was a very good show. Yeah, he was talking about movies and, You know, he's a director, writer of horror films. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love horror films.
Yeah, so he was talking about
I love
about
acting
some
in
stuff.
Them, too. Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, maybe you should talk to him. You know, maybe we'll definitely hook you guys up together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe he'll find something for you. Then we had Alan Graham with his House of Detention, and he was talking to all the loonies that are coming out of the woodwork. Soul Kitchen with Evan, very good show, music-based. He's got great guests and a great listenership. And then we have Rock and Talk with Timmy, who is the wild one.
Yeah, I see. I saw his picture on BBS.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I know. He doesn't quite look like that, you know, but he's,
like big face pulling.
I know. But he's funny. He's funny and he's good and he's got a lot of energy, you know.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a lot of energy.
Yeah. And
sure.
And then he brings his own good friend runs the board and everything for him, so he can focus on the show.
Oh yeah,
because I mean his whole body is involved in this. You know, it's not like us talking freely and calmly. You know.
Well, does he bounce around and throws his arm?
Yeah,
and
I mean he's I mean he sits where you are.
You get carried away sometimes.
Yeah. Who?
You.
Me.
You. Yeah.
I don't start yelling.
You've knocked yourself. Like. The microwave. Ooh, oops, sorry.
Manu, do you need the potty break?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so let's put one up.
And then I'll talk about urinal etiquette.
Urinal etiquette. Okay, we're looking forward to that, aren't we? Jill Street.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of Split Enz?
Of course. They're Australian.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I have a song
they're
of
New
them.
Zealand.
They're
New
they?
Zealand, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're from New Zealand, but I love them.
I know, they're
love
very good.
Love them.
Very good.
So.
That's the guy that committed suicide.
Huh?
Right?
What? No.
No, that was
in excess.
Yeah. See, I get confused between the two.
I was like,
because,
oh, no.
No.
We got Tim Finn and I think they were a couple of brothers, actually. Split Enz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I think it was two or three of them, or maybe even four.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find their song here. Hold on. Yeah, this is a cool song, actually.
Which one? Actually, they've got a lot of really cool songs. They went to UK and got huge over there, and then, of course, got huge in Australia and back in New Zealand.
So,
an incident occurred in New Zealand not too long ago about toilet urinal etiquette. A New Zealander guy, this happened in Christchurch.
Mm-hmm. You went right back, I mean, right into another topic. I thought we were still about Split Enz. I'm
because
sorry.
Because we were talking, they're from New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's fine.
So now I'm talking about a New Zealand incident.
That's fine.
It just happened to be urinal etiquette. This guy goes to court, and his claim was the reason why he punched this guy twice was because he didn't do urinal etiquette.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe he was looking at him while he's peeing or something?
Okay, is that what it's referred to?
Probably. I mean,
I thought it was normal for guys to be, like, glancing over.
That's not normal. If someone glances over me, I'm stopping my peeing right in the middle and going on the other side. I mean, what the fuck, you know? You don't look at another guy's dick when he's peeing. You don't even look at him. I mean, and the funny thing is you stand at a urinal and you're just looking at your pee going in there and you don't move your head around because that's the etiquette.
Assessing the color and the splash.
Because that's the only acceptable position for your head is down, you know. And because if you look up, let's say you look up like to the ceiling or something or straight, it you kind of look like you're enjoying it or something, you know. It's like you're I don't know, but the thing is, I mean, it's
so
like people focus so much and concentrate on how the pee goes in the thing because that's the only place you can look.
See, I don't, you know, if men are so concerned about urinal etiquette, then why the fuck are they pissing out in the open? Why don't they just go into the loo if they're so
I always do
about
when
that.
I only do go to a urinal when there's no people in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
If there are, I go into the stall.
But then you can't stop your pee midstream and go into the
loo
if someone
in the middle.
Walks in.
No, not in the middle. In the middle, I'll just finish up what I started.
Otherwise, they'd be like, kind of like, oh, this dude is strange.
Yeah. So this guy went to court just because this guy looked at him peeing?
Yeah, he was taking a leak, and mm-hmm. another guy came in and was standing beside him and apparently glanced over. Mm. And so he decided, like, fuck you, and punched him, like,
oh,
a few times.
Wow.
Yeah, and knocked him out in the urinal.
Really?
So the guy pressed charges.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he went to court, and the guy who punched the other guy ended up having community service.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, all based on urinal etiquette. You know, like, yeah. You know, it was all, yeah. So that was the whole case.
Yeah.
Urinal etiquette. It's like, oh,
okay.
My God.
All right, whatever. People will sue for fucking anything today.
No, there was no suing.
No?
No. Just hit him. Mm. Just took him to court.
Yeah, well, that's suing, right?
No, well, he's not getting any money from it.
Why?
Why should he?
Because it was an assault.
No.
Oh, so this was a criminal thing.
Yeah, this is, you know, you punch. Now, you know what? That's something, you know, that I never hear of, you know, in New Zealand, that.
Right.
Someone punches somebody. There's no suing. You just take him to court and he just gets done.
Yeah.
You know, he'll have a few hundred, you know, few hours of community service or maybe a couple of days in jail.
Yeah.
There's no suing.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. I mean, you always can, you know, for like damages and stuff, you know, because.
That's only here in America.
Yeah. Well, but that's fair. Right?
You can't do it back home.
Someone destroys something that you have or knocks out a few of your teeth.
Yeah.
You know? You want restitution.
Yeah. Well, they keep a clamp down very much so, mm-hmm. you know, back home when it comes to suing.
Yeah.
And so on. They really keep it tight.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to sue.
Yeah. I know. I mean, that's one thing we definitely could use here.
Yeah.
Some more discretion.
Yeah, like that
people.
That stupid woman spills, what, a cup of coffee from McDonald's on a lap and sues them for God knows how much. How much was that? It was something like, I don't know, it was definitely over $1 million.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Woman burns herself with a cup of...
Oh, that McDonald's thing.
Yeah, that McDonald's thing.
Yeah, I know. Burned her pussy in the process.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, it went right in her crotch, man. You know,
I mean,
so yeah, put hot coffee between your legs when you're in the car. Very smart. But
that's
the thing, is that the courts will always go with the deepest pockets.
Oh,
and
yeah,
and they figure,
of course.
Oh, McDonald's got money, so let's pay her.
Yeah,
you know.
I know.
But she's probably...
And she got it.
Yeah.
This is like, what?
Well, but you know what? She probably doesn't have a great sex life now, you know.
Oh,
it might
come
be
on.
Painful.
I have spilled... hot bloody coffee on tea.
Yeah.
You know, on my crutch.
Really?
The fuck out of me.
Wow.
Like, oh.
Boy, that would hurt.
Oh, yeah, it
that
did.
That would hurt.
Oh, yeah, it did. It did.
Yeah.
It was like,
did
see
it make
me?
The skin peel off? The burn?
No, just really, really red.
Really?
And tender for a while. Mm.
Red and tender vagina sounds good to me.
Yeah, I bet it
does. Sounds edible.
But not for the right reason. Not for the right reason.
Yeah.
So anyways, well, Friday night, you know, like before the incident of coming home to a nice cooked dinner.
Yeah.
I actually went out to go and see a band.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
And,
where'd you go? Whiskey a Go-Go or something?
It was, no. It was a group of bands, about five bands that played, you know, like five or six songs each session,
right?
At this place called Tangier. It's actually quite a neat little place for small bands to go and just, you know, kick it or jam and so on.
Yeah.
So that's where I was, and then I come home to a nice cooked dinner and so on.
Oh.
Wait
a minute, you went by yourself to the band thing? No.
No. I went with Tiger.
Oh.
My friend Tiger.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All
went
right.
there with her. And
so,
then
so
and
you
then
don't
she
do
took off for the night, and then I went home.
I see. Okay. So it was a girls' night out. Pretty much.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go and see the band.
Yeah.
Or this particular band. I have two, there are two brothers that live right next to me. And they're hot guys.
I
mean, they are good looking guys.
Yeah.
And they're, the brothers. Anyway, everyone, everyone knows them as the brothers.
Yeah.
But I mean, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they're in bands, you know, one's a drummer. And the other one's a guitarist. And I got to see him for the first time.
Oh, I see.
In their band. And yeah. I was like, oh, wow, these guys rock.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
So it was like a new experience. And there was like a couple of really awesome bands.
Yeah.
That night.
Nice.
So
were there a lot of people there?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, it was packed.
Yeah.
Where's Tangiers?
It's on Hillhurst, pretty much North Hillhurst, right off at Los Feliz.
Oh, okay. Kinda so like near your house.
Yeah, okay. Near my house.
Okay.
And it's opposite...
did you know that Meryl lives in Los Feliz, too?
No, I did not know that.
She does.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right there.
Well, I probably run into her at Trader Joe's.
Probably.
Everyone goes to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
God, that place is so small. They need a bigger store.
Yeah, they do. And I hear it's great. You know that I've never been to one even once?
No way.
Yeah.
Are you
never
serious?
Never been to one.
See... The thing is, Trader Joe's...
But they have great food. I mean, my wife shops there all the time.
They do.
They've got amazing stuff there.
But, you know, I'm not really a fan of their cut fruit that they have.
Cut fruit?
Cut. They're already cut fruit.
Okay.
Because for some reason, every time I've bought a container of cut fruit,
uh-huh.
It just tastes...
Doesn't taste good?
It doesn't taste good.
That's sweet.
It's tangy. It's... Yeah. Like it's been sitting there or something like that.
Really?
But I'll definitely buy the milk there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy my eggs there. I'll buy my chicken there and my meat there and, you know, various other stuff.
Yeah.
And then there are other stuff that I'll go to Albertsons or Gelson's.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have different places that I go to for specific things.
Yeah. But they got awesome things, stuff you can't find anywhere else.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like
Trader
lychees.
Oh. You're making me hungry now. What a clear day outside, huh?
It is.
It's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful.
Despite the smog.
Yeah, like we keep saying.
You know.
Look how three planes approaching.
I see that.
The same
look at
time.
That. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
See the speed of the first one?
Yeah, three
planes. It
looks
like the second, and the third one's obviously slowed down, throttle wise.
There's three airplanes approaching the airport, LAX. And they're a different altitude, obviously. But they're more or less going to land at the same time. I mean, you know, we have at least two runways here. And they're like two separate airports, you know.
Yeah.
Often there's only one. But, in some airports they won't let two planes land at the same time or something. But here you totally have that, you know. It's a big airport.
You know, they say those tower guys... What's their...
Air
traffic controllers is the most stressful job.
Yes.
Ever. It's the number one most stressful job.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine. In fact, there was a movie called... Turning Tin? I don't know. Something with tin. And it was with... John Cusack. And
Tin Cup?
No. I'll figure it out.
I know which one
second.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
And he has a complete breakdown, right?
Yes. And it shows you it's Bobby Lee Thornton as well.
Yeah.
Not Bobby Lee. Bobby.
Bobby
Billy Bob Thornton. Bobby Bob. So it was with him. And it was a good movie. Yeah, if you want to see that. I think Turning Tin or something like that. Something Tin.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that was a good movie. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was very good. So, yes, I agree with you. It's one of the most... I mean, think how many people's lives are in your hands.
Yeah.
It's no wonder.
Did you hear about those two planes that clipped?
Yes, I just saw this.
Was it last week? I think it happened, right?
No, jet scrapes wings, gets blown off runway. This happened like an hour ago.
Hang on. Is this a new one?
That's a new one.
Oh, my gosh. Because last week...
So there
week,
was another one?
There was another one. Oh. Last week, two aircrafts clipped wings in midair.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was in midair or on the ground?
No, it was in midair.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this one was in Germany. Plane scrapes wing during landing in Germany.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's pretty scary stuff.
Jeez. Well, this one was here in the U.S., that one that I was just mentioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember where? No.
Not here in California, I do know that.
Mm.
But I can't remember for real where it was. Thought it was rather interesting.
Okay. So what's going on? The stocks are going down.
I know.
Again.
You sold your Google.
Yeah. And I'm trying to see how much it's worth now after I sold it. But what? Okay, you know what? Everything's popping up here. Too many windows.
Jeez. Are you a Sports Illustrated? I know you're someone that buys a lot of magazines.
Yes, I get a lot of magazines.
Do you buy the Sports Illustrated?
That's one I don't. I'm not into sports at all.
Okay, neither am I.
Yeah.
But you know that finally they've came out with the Sports Illustrated models.
Yeah, they do every year, right?
Yeah, they do every year.
The swimsuit issue.
Yeah. Yes. And
you looked at it?
Online I have.
Okay.
I've checked out a few chicks online. Great bodies.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. They're not going to put someone with cellulite on the cover.
Shit. It means I'm out.
You're out of that one, huh?
I'm very open. I'm very open about my own cellulite.
Yeah. You're past that age. Readers of Sports Illustrated want 21-year-olds.
Yeah, like 18 to 21 or something like that.
Yeah.
But I checked out a few shots. And I remember listening to the replay on Howard Stern, and it's like it really wasn't anything anymore.
Yeah.
It was like it was one of the worst sales, apparently.
Yeah.
So much for this, you know, swimsuit model, you know, issue. Yeah. Like the biggest, you know, it's supposed to be the biggest thing.
Yeah, I know.
All year. And
but, you know, you figure, look, you want to look at women's bodies, look at Playboy. Look at, you know, I mean, why would you want them
You've got Maxim now.
Clothed, you know.
You've got Maxim. You've got all these other, you know, adult magazines.
Right.
Not necessarily, you know, Playboys.
Yeah.
But all these other different kind of magazines that women are all everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's on the verge of, you know.
Yeah, it's almost naked, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
which is different. I think that's different. But, yeah, I don't know who gets off on swimsuit issues, but apparently many people do, you know. It's sort of like, you see, but that's a stereotype, sort of like saying, okay, well, men who like sports like women, you know, or like to look at women. So I think it's a kind of a stereotype. I mean, you don't see it happening in Time magazine or Newsweek, you know, or any of
Discover.
Yeah, or Discover.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
Although Discover is now putting out their instead of Botox, use something else. I showed you that ad, right?
Yeah, all those different ads. Yeah, they have those on all these
magazines. It's like, oh my God, even Discover now is bloody advertising this shit.
I know, but you know what? You have to think, when I see those ads, I'm thinking, what are these people thinking of me as a reader? You know, obviously not very highly if they're giving me bullshit like this. So that's why I don't read these magazines, you know. Because they're condescending, at least with the ads.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna take an ad like this in your magazine, like sex potion or all those things, you know, it's like fuck this. You know, this tells me you're gonna advertise just about anything.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. It's on the computer. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
All this, you know, lip enhancements and freaking wrinkle reducer and liposuction and breast enhance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boob jobs, you name it. Even vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah.
That's the newest one.
Yeah. And we've talked about it enough.
And it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere in magazines, even on the computer now.
Yeah. I know.
I love the great graphics on the computer, though. Do you see the one that's usually on the right-hand side? There's this woman. She looks all old and wrinkly, really bad.
Oh, yeah. On the CNN or something.
Yeah, and then something goes across her face.
Yeah, like it's a wipe.
Like a wipe.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden she's beautified.
She's beautiful, yeah.
It's like, oh, please, come on. Is that a delusion or what?
Yeah.
That's kind of outrageous, that one.
I know, but the success of anti-aging creams and stuff is just through the roof.
It's huge.
You know? And just because you call it that. I mean, if you call it fucking hand lotion, people would just use it for hand lotion.
Yeah.
But you say it's anti-aging, you know? And they bullshit so many different people, you know? I can't believe people fall for that shit.
No.
It's just a name that they gave a product that does what many other products do.
Right. That's true. Yeah. I mean, there are some ingredients that they have discovered that I look for in my face creams, and I think it helps.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in freaking miracle reversal.
No, I don't think.
You know?
Stuff, yeah. I think it's all a bunch of shit. I really do.
Well, the next best thing is aloe vera, straight off the plant.
Yeah.
That's what I use.
Really?
Yeah.
From the plant? You buy the plant and you put... Oh, no.
Yeah, like lots of aloe vera.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great lube, too.
Yeah. All right. You mean it's not petroleum based?
No, definitely not. No, no. Have you heard of, have you heard that woman? She's Canadian and talks sex with Sue. Oh, is it,
Heard. No.
No, you haven't heard it. No. Her name is Sue Johansson.
Uh huh.
And she's a sex therapist, and she has her own show on Oxygen, and it's freaking amazing. I mean, it's so hilarious.
Really?
And I remember watching her religiously because she's the funniest thing. She's probably in her, I want to say, late 50s, maybe even early 60s.
Uh-huh.
And she's an obviously an older woman.
Right.
And she comes out and swinging the dildos and, you know, gives all these descriptions and position descriptions. She has the two little dolls, you know, that you can manipulate to, you know, to find the position that's right and so on. But some of the people, it just makes me so amazed how many people will call into her and just ask the most stupidest questions. They're like, oh my God, where the hell have you been? You know, and one of them, there was one phone call saying about lube, like, I've been using cooking oil, is that okay? I was like, what? I can't believe this girl just asked this. That's how stupid some people are.
Yeah. Now let me tell you something. You're talking about lube. My view on this is that if you need lube, you're not having a great sex life.
Oh no, as
okay?
you as a
or
woman
you're not
gets
into
older,
sex.
No, it's either spit, you know, or
fuck spit. I mean, I don't care, you know. It doesn't matter if you get older too, I'm telling you. It's if you're into sex, you're always going to be lubricated.
Right.
And that's it, you know. So, I feel sorry for people who need lubrication.
Right,
I don't.
No, but some people some people don't produce enough lube.
I know, but that's because they're not stimulated well.
No.
I'm telling you, the body is made
you know
so
what?
It will accommodate everything.
That's like some boyfriend telling me once that that anal, like, how do I put this? That your ass also produces sexual, you know, lube.
I ass like, juice.
Ass, I says, I tell you what, you're fucking, you're fucking ass juice right there, dude.
Uh-huh.
I was like, if you totally think that she's getting wet from you fucking her up the ass, then you got something coming. You know what I'm saying?
People are so fucking stupid.
I know, I know. But I mean, there are a lot of women who have dry dry vaginas because they only produce a few drops and then that's it.
Manu, they're not stimulated enough. Okay.
Hey.
I've been with women, okay? I'm not disclosing numbers because it's nothing outstanding or anything. But why is it that I never had that problem with someone?
Okay, then answer this. Do you go down on them first?
That's the thing, you see?
Aha,
if you go down, if you go down,
there
then it's lubricated.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say, though. And you know what? If you go down, she's going to lubricate anyway. You know? I'm just thinking that. But that's
the point. It's a combination.
Yeah. But that's
it's a combination.
The point.
Yeah.
You've got to do it right.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And I think any man that won't give a woman oral sex should be thrown out of the house.
I can honestly say, on a woman's point of view, oral sex is like so important to start off the whole thing. Unless she's hell of a freaking horn dog and she gets off right away, then, you know, good luck to her. Yeah. I'm jealous.
I know. I mean, apparently some women would lubricate when you just play with their breasts.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
And it's amazing.
I know.
It's amazing. You know, it's like there's a button there and you're pressing
I'm jealous of those women that squirt the shit out of me, you know, like a couple of feet.
Fuck that squirting, you know. Just a big fucking myth, you know.
No, it's true. Yeah. I've seen it.
No, I know. I know.
I've seen it. I'm like, what? What just happened there?
Yeah.
Rewind.
Yeah, but no, I don't know why it's always been my my favorite thing to do. Is just have a face to face with the vagina. Just it and me all alone.
Hello, little kitty.
Yes. Hello there. The tunnel of love, man. The tunnel of love.
Oh, my gosh. I need a break.
Okay.
You're not listening to California Dreaming. You're missing out on all the important stuff.
Masturbation is costing society a lot of water. Okay?
What?
Okay.
Where did you get this from?
Okay, you take a shower, you shampoo, you soap yourself, blah, blah, blah. And then you start going at it, right? So what is it, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes? That's a lot of water. I mean, can you imagine how much water is wasted on that? Just imagine how many gallons you think probably go through the shower head in a minute. So I think we're going to have a drought, regardless of whether it rains here or not, because people wasted water masturbating, you know? Do it elsewhere. Don't do it in the shower, okay?
Sam says vote no masturbate in 08. It's California Dream. California Dream. With your host, Sam and Mondo, only on BBS Talk Radio.
Gee, I must have said some incredible things that need to be inscripted somewhere.
I know. That's the first I've ever seen that. But you know what? You're so damn right.
Yeah. You haven't heard this? We played this promo like a million times.
No, I know. But I'm just, you're recapping on it. And it's like you're probably very, very correct about that.
Yeah, what are my observations?
How do I know that? Not that William has to do it anymore, but
I'm sure women actually take longer. You know, I mean, if you straddle yourself under the faucet, the tap. I mean, and women are known to take a while. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's a lot more water.
I know.
You know, I mean, men just kind of do it; they get done in 2 minutes and move on.
Well, depends. Yeah. You just said 5-10 minutes. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Depends.
And you haven't even gotten to scrub yourself. Yeah. I know.
But,
so here's something that I just stumbled across.
Mm-hmm.
The newest claim for anti-aging, right? Now that when we were on that subject.
Right.
Well, pig's feet is the next best thing.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
What do you do? Eat them?
Apparently eating pig's feet, yes. Mm. And it all started in a Japanese restaurant in New York.
That figures.
Yeah, I know.
They'll eat just about anything.
Apparently, you know, they run out. That's their number one dish is pig's feet.
Really?
And anyways, since, of course, the research about it, the theory is that pig's feet is supposed to be so full of collagen that when you eat it, your body absorbs the collagen and therefore helps you, you know, remain younger.
Yeah.
I remember eating.
That's a big leap to make there. I mean,
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, next thing you know, you're going to be rubbing pig's feet cream on your face.
Yeah. Stick it in your ass.
It's like, oh, I'm just rubbing pig's feet on my face. That's gross.
It is.
Actually, that's really, really gross. I remember eating pig's feet when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When we used to kill our pigs on the farm.
Uh-huh.
So, of course.
So you ate the feet.
Yeah, we ate the feet.
Yeah.
But my mum used to, like, boil them and pickle them and do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Man.
I don't know, whatever.
What the hell?
And I was like, I want one. I remember jumping up and down. I want one.
Yeah. And I think it's all up to how you were raised and what you're accustomed to eating. You know?
Yeah, but see, I don't think I could eat it now.
No?
No.
Oh, wow. Well,
no.
Was it a regular thing that she made?
No, it wasn't regular. I mean, we had our pigs, and when they grew up, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Wilbur was missing. Like, where's Wilbur?
Wilbur? Is that from Charlotte's Web?
Yeah.
Wilbur the pig.
Where's Wilbur, Mom? Where's Wilbur? And then next thing you know, you got some pig sitting on your table.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I don't know. Pig is a weird animal, you know?
I know. Really, I know. Is. And they're highly intelligent, which makes it even harder.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I ate pig last night, believe it or not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In what form? Bacon?
No. It was... okay. You've heard me talk about Chris Cash.
Yes.
My neighbor.
Your neighbor.
Very, very
the
unique.
The famous Chris Cash.
Yeah, the infamous Chris Cash.
Yeah.
Well, he's an extraordinary cook himself. Now, he comes up with great dishes and so on.
Oh, he cooks for you and stuff?
Oh, cooks for everybody.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he's one of those guys. And anyways, he cooked a pork shoulder last night, and he had cooked it that it just, like, shredded.
Yeah.
You know, like shredded, and he had marinated, and he had done all sorts of crazy stuff to it.
Mm.
And it was absolutely delicious.
Really?
It really, really was.
Yeah.
And, you know, You know, he's a stoner. He, you know, he drinks. He gets himself stoned all the time. Really? I've never really known him to be sober at any point. You know, I mean, seriously, even during the day. It's amazing.
Really?
I've seen him fall over, and he'll just sit there like, oh, well, maybe when I get some energy to like, pick myself up, you know?
It definitely fucks up your motivation.
Yeah, it certainly does. Certainly does. But anyway, so he has his mom, who's been visiting him for a while. Mm-hmm. And you know, he had one of his other buddies come over. And, of course, his mom, over the last 12 years, has gotten herself a little friend that each time she comes and visits, he comes and visits as well. And his name is Bob.
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 Okay.
And he's like 82, 80-something years old.
Yeah.
You know, an old man. And, you know, he talks about his aches and pains, like, well, you know, this is what we have to face when we get older and so on. And there he is, just toking away on a joint during meal. It was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, what an interesting fellow, I thought.
Well, these people come from the generation, you know.
Yeah.
When, I mean, you know, so if so he was, you know, 40, 35 years old.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure he started then.
I know. But his family, too, came from, you know, parts of Germany and so on. So he went through his family went through the whole Holocaust and and so on as well. And he got talking about that. It's like, oh my God, you know. And then New York, of course. Oh my gosh, this is like amazing history that he was just reflecting on and so on. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
To have him, actually, we should have him come in here and just talk about that.
Yeah.
Because he was in New York. Have you ever seen the film Gangs of New York?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And it talks about the mafia.
Right.
You know, the settlements of mafia in New York and so on.
It's a Scorsese movie, right? With Leonardo.
That's right. That's right. Actually, it was quite a great...
I like his movies. I need to
watch
that movie. Yeah.
So it was.
You know, if you talked to me like a year ago, any movie you asked me, I would have said yes, I've seen it. Now every movie you bring up, I haven't seen.
Because
I haven't been to the movies in so long.
Yeah, neither have I.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to watch.
But you watch DVDs. Mm-hmm. I don't even watch that.
Yeah. I do. I do get around to doing that.
Yeah.
Not too often I go to the big screen.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to pay him. I don't want to pay the money.
I know, but it's an experience. I mean, to go out to the movies is still fun. You know, you go, you watch it with people, so you laugh when they laugh, you know, great popcorn, you know, and yeah, it's kind of like going out, you know, the big screen and stuff.
Yeah.
And plus you get to see a first run of it, you know, it's not like on DVD and all that, so.
See, I always seem to have bad experiences.
At movies? At theaters?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just remember one time there was this person behind me or a few right rows behind me, obviously was a coke addict.
Yeah.
Because all he kept on doing was snorting. You know, like this. And you know, and I was like, oh my God. And it was just infuriated.
Yeah.
Totally ruined my film. In fact, I can't even remember the film that I watched. Because I was so distracted.
That's terrible. Why didn't you just get up? Was it full? The theater was full?
No, it wasn't that full. It was one of those, actually, it was at the Los Feliz 3, you know, that theater there. And that's the one
sounds
of the favorite
like an obscure
ones I go
one to. Me.
It is an obscure one. Yeah. It's much smaller.
Yeah.
Much smaller. You still get to see, you know, great films there.
Yeah.
But they just come back. They just come out a little later.
Yeah, I see.
Then they would.
That's right.
Say
okay.
Arclight
and
or
it costs like $5 or something for
four
a ticket.
Bucks.
Yeah,
$4 50.
I know.
That's it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty
good.
You
get to get to pay as much as you would for a DVD, and yet you watch it on the big screen.
On the big screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, but I, you know, the last couple of times it wasn't so good. I didn't have a really good experience.
Mm.
Oh, and then I remember going there to watch our Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
I actually did see that film the big screen. I'm glad I did watch it.
Yeah?
Because
did you
I
like
had
that
no,
movie?
I did. Mm. I did. I actually enjoyed it. And but, yeah, again, that film there was some idiot coughing and, like sounded like he was choking half the time. I'd be like, oh, jeez, you know?
Yeah. I know. So, that's a terrible experience.
Yeah, I know.
But did you hear that gunman... went into a Wendy's in West Palm Beach, Florida, and opened fire. and killed one person, injuring at least three others, and then he killed himself.
What?
Yep. I mean, do you believe that? It's like, I mean, I go with my son to Wendy's all the time. Can you imagine just going to a place like, and this is not the first time. I mean, if you remember quite a few years back, somebody did
right.
it at McDonald's. So they get you like where you're most innocent. You know, a restaurant that families go to with little kids, and these people will just go in and start shooting and spraying, you know, and spraying bullets. And
what is wrong with people? What is becoming their motives these days?
Well, the thing is that the motives are as varied as the number of people that do this, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's this feeling that the world owes you, or the world is the one that brought you to the place where you're at, so you're going to get back at the world. You know,
right.
it's obviously distorted thinking. You can't sit here and try to reason why they're doing the things that they do, because there is no logic in that.
No.
You know, a logical, healthy person is not going to go and do something like this.
No.
You know, so trying to rationalize it with our minds is, you know, we're not going to get anywhere with that.
Yeah, I know. It's some of the things that go on just baffles me, absolutely
yeah.
baffles me.
And like I said, especially, I mean, you know, innocent people, it's one thing, but kids, you know, it's unforgivable. I can't fucking talk today, never mind.
Unforgivable.
Unforgivable, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
I
wanted
can't
to
talk
say
today.
Well, you know, it's just like the U.S. soldier caught on video throwing a puppy over a cliff.
When?
Just recently.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's a video, so we can't play it because it's a video.
Yeah.
But yeah. What a jerk. I mean, like, what was his freaking motive over throwing a puppy over the cliff?
Yeah.
Caught on video, and now it's all over the place.
Some hearts are evil, let me tell you.
I know.
Let me tell you.
But Obama is certainly making a place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear his?
Progress.
Did you hear his thing in Texas?
No.
Someone had asked him about his thoughts on gay and lesbian rights, and you know he's a devoted Christian,
right.
and so on. And of course, in the Christian religion,
right.
Gay and lesbian is just hardcore. That's
right.
not right, and so anti that.
Yeah.
And he totally stood out, and he says, well, you know, there are some parts of religion that I don't have to agree with.
Mm.
And from something, because he was Christian, obviously it was thrown out there to, to get a reaction.
Right.
And it did get a reaction.
Yeah.
Because everyone just went, whoa, that was a pretty intense
question
because
yeah.
it hadn't been asked before.
Right.
To him.
Uh-huh.
And he came back.
Certainly put him on the spot.
It did put him on the spot. And he came back, like,
really?
Saying it, like, wow, that's, you
Yeah,
know
but
what?
You know what? It doesn't sound convincing to me.
It
I mean,
doesn't?
I think he said what people want to hear. What's he going to say? Come out and say no? I mean, when he's about to become the nominee.
Yeah.
You think he's going to come out and say, no, I'm against lesbians and gays? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, he would be the first president. If he's real, that is not against gay and lesbian.
That's
lesbianism.
True. That's true.
So,
Wait and see.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah. Who knows?
Because others haven't stepped forward and said, oh, Ron Paul did.
Mm.
Ron Paul's all for, you know, rights of gay and gay rights.
I see.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, I don't see at this point in time why not have... why not have everybody have equal rights here? I mean, what's going on, you know? It's just that it's your personal preference. It's what you want to do. It's how you want to live your life. Why would you take, you know...
Take it away or knock it down or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it'll change eventually. I mean, we'll become more tolerant.
Slowly.
You know? I just think that society as a whole is still not tolerant to the gay lifestyle.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's why they have their places where they live, like West Hollywood and San Francisco, and I'm sure, you know, many other places, is because that's where they feel comfortable, you know?
That's why we have Chinatown. And
so you're saying it's like a ghetto, huh?
I know, isn't that weird? I go to Chinatown a lot.
Yeah.
And I always feel it out of place.
No, really? I wonder why, Manu.
I'm always the tallest.
Yeah. It's the color of your hair.
Yeah, of course. That's for sure. See, I'm sure you'd be able to find...
More than pig's feet. Probably pig's balls, too.
Everything. I have come across some weird stuff there, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some people in the world eat very strange things, you know. Like, I hear that in China, they'll eat just about anything. You know,
yeah.
They eat the beak of a bird or a duck or something. A duck's beak. I mean, come on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well,
and obviously we all know they eat dogs and cats there, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they'll eat just about anything, and that's really gross.
And then you know? You've got...
Because it's not like you have to, you know.
Then you've got some parts of Borneo, you know, that eats monkey brains, you know, live.
Yeah, really?
Monkey brains.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like in that Indiana Jones movie.
I don't know.
I don't know if you remember that. They brought like a monkey's head.
Oh, right, like right. with the top of the head cut off.
Yes, cut off, and there's like steam coming out of it.
Oh, jeez. But I remember seeing something like that. They caught a monkey and they strapped the monkey so it couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put the plate over the top of the head.
Uh-huh.
And then they slice it off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's just fucked up. You know?
To say the least.
And then everyone just comes in and scoops out of the monkey. Oh. And I was like, this is sick.
Yeah, I mean, what
that is
it?
That is just sick. That's just straight up cruel.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is the monkey has to be alive so that the secret, whatever it is that they say that they attain from eating monkeys' brains,
uh-huh.
That it enters into their body in the most purest form.
Yeah.
Oh, what a load of crap.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's like, oh my God.
It's not any bigger crap than your UFOs and aliens.
I will stand by my...
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
Well, you know, I still want to know how exactly these crop circles are done.
Yeah. You know, by the way, I was reading up on... I was listening to our show.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the... What was it? The
Drake
equation? The Drake equation.
Drake equation.
And I looked it up, and it's indeed what you said it is.
Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah, see?
That it like, tries to explain the odds of other life...
Right,
in the universe. And I just thought... It's fucking bullshit, okay? I mean, you can't figure this out mathematically. It doesn't matter, you know? I mean, we want to see it, to experience it.
Right.
You know, so for it to be real, for it to be a reality, you know, and just talking about shit is, I don't know, it's bullshit.
Well, you know, we wouldn't have known Saturn was out there and the moons and so on.
Yeah.
Who knows what technology can bring up these days.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day, but as I said before, it doesn't impact me, it doesn't affect me, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
And, let's see. Well, it's almost time. We need to learn to finish our shows at 5 minutes still because we have shows coming after us. Well, not today.
Yeah. Oh,
but
okay.
We have other shows coming during the weekend. Starting next week, we'll probably have an 11 o'clock show every day.
Oh, okay.
Because, we're already booked a few of those time slots. So, we're going to do that. And Manu, you're going to have a good day, right?
Yeah.
You're going to
running
work?
Running off to work.
Yeah.
Yep.
Serving, getting people drunk. And,
yeah, I have a lot of fun
that's
doing
that.
That's
your contribution to society.
Yeah, getting them drunk.
Yeah. I help people feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, I've been a waiter and I've been a bartender and so on. There is something so different between being a waiter versus being a bartender.
I would imagine,
being a waiter, I mean, you just imagine it. You go into the table, you're introducing, hi, my name's such and such. This
I'll
is
be
the
your
menu.
Server.
Blah, 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 blah. You're pointing out all this crap.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with the issues of food being late. Food not being cooked right.
Yeah.
Food not being completed.
Service, everything.
Service
and
this and that. And then half the time you're ending up with disgruntled, you know, selfish, bloody, spoilt people. You know? But at a bar, you're like, what would you like to drink? I don't know.
I know, and they start talking to you and chatting and stuff.
I don't know. Well, here you go. Here's a drink.
Yeah.
you know, wrap your laughing gear around this one, you know. And then it just becomes this continual, you know, drink. Yeah. Like, hey, want another one?
Yeah,
there you go.
Keep bringing them on.
And you can't ruin a beer, I suppose. Or a Jack and Coke or something like that. You know what I mean?
And so do you meet all kinds of people and stuff, striking conversations and stuff?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah. It always gets interesting, you know, towards the end of the night because you've got people finishing work and they're coming to the bar, you know, upstairs. Yeah. I mean, like, my God, you know, I had Billy from ZZ Top that I didn't even know it was ZZ Top. And he had his beard and everything. Yeah.
I mean, nobody else in the world has that beard and you don't know him.
You know, you just don't put one and one together like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of idiots around there with beards. You know? Well, these days, anyway.
Yeah. All right, Manu.
All righty.
Thank you all for listening. It's been our pleasure. A great Monday, and I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too.
And now it's time to go to work after we play.
All right.